It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, we are getting into our first conversation for this afternoon as we speak about cultivating long-suffering in this instant gratification culture. Long-suffering versus instant gratification. This spirit of long-suffering is important for maintaining balance in the face of both adversity and day-to-day stress. By increasing your tolerance for life's inconveniences, you can move through the world a bit more peacefully, right? But do we even experience how do we even experience what it means to be long-suffering when everything has become so instantaneous, when everything has become so convenient? Do we have to seek out inconvenience on purpose in order to develop patience? These are the questions that we're going to be answering in today's conversation. Dr. Om Zengi joining us once again. My pastor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome back once again to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's going to be an interesting one. I believe this is our last one. This is the last one that you'll be able to do with us this week.
Yes.
All right. So let's get straight into it, Pastor. How can we overcome the desire for instant gratification in a world that is constantly encouraging it? Everywhere we look, there's something showing us how to do it faster. You can get the results in a faster way. How do we overcome that desire for that instant, high?
You know what? There's something that surprises me. Mm-hmm. You are on the road. I've observed this on the road, that all the people are slower, yet they have little time. Okay. But the younger people are faster, yet they have more time. Mm. I don't know what the older people have learned, even though they are left with little time to live, they do their things slowly. I like what Ellen White says. She says, make haste slowly.
Okay.
Quick to make a decision. Take your time, sleep over it, analyze it, and when you are sure, then make a decision. If you go to the book of Psalm 126 and verse number 5, David says, they that sow in tears will reap in joy. They that sow in tears will reap in joy. We are being given a picture here of someone maybe in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. The season is fast running out. They are no more having food. And the only thing which they have is seed, which they preserved for the next planting season. Mm. So they can easily take that seed to the grinding mill so that they eat it. Mm-hmm. So they take the seed and they sow it while they are hungry. So they are sowing in tears. They are sowing it in hunger, but they are looking to the end. They understand that I am not supposed to eat seed.
Yeah.
That's instant gratification. So for that seed to become, maybe it's rice seed, it's maize seed, for it to become a meal, it takes quite some time. Mm. So if you sow in tears, you are also going to reap in joy. So when you are holding a seed, mm-hmm. It's a fact that you are holding a seed, but it's not the truth.
Okay. It's a fact, but it's not the truth.
You are actually holding a tree. Mm. And not just a tree, but a tree with fruit, and fruit with seed, and seed with trees, and
wow.
Trees with fruit. So if you look at the end game, what is going to come at the end, mm-hmm. you can actually go through long suffering, knowing that in the future I am going to reap something. So when you are holding a seed, you are actually holding a forest.
Amen. Amen. Sure, that's powerful. That's powerful. And now, what are some practical ways that we can cultivate patience and endurance in our daily lives? Every day, a habit maybe that I can pick up that can help me to cultivate that spirit?
The first thing that is most important is to realize that life is not a sprint, but it's a marathon. The race is not for the swift. That is what Solomon says. It's actually for those who are patient, who are able to wait until they get what they want. Mm-hmm. It's the same as what we are talking about when you are talking about the seed. For you to grow a natural mango seed without graft and whatever, you are going to eat the mangoes maybe after 4 or 5 years. Yeah. But you understand that if I saw it today, the results are going to come later. It will take some time. So God has designed life to be a marathon. And a marathon needs you to be patient. Sunday, coming Sunday in Durban, there is going to be that comrades marathon, 9 kilometers. And those who coach people who are going to compete in that race, they say, hold back, hold back when you are starting. Don't start fast, start slowly and gaining your speed gradually. Because if you start fast, you are going to knock. Yes. So life is designed to be a marathon. It's not a sprint. So you need to start in whatever you are doing with the end in mind.
Yes.
Where are you going? If you go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2, the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, that's Jesus Christ, he endured the cross. So Jesus was a visionary. He saw beyond his nose. Some of us only see at the end of our nose. We are short-sighted. That's why we can be deceived. So when the devil comes to tempt us, he wants us to quickly benefit from something. He promises you instant gratification. Yeah. He says you don't need to go through the process. He gives you some shortcuts. So the world, according to how the devil has set it, he wants it to be a sprint, yet the creator made it to be a what? To be a marathon. So you work with the end in mind, knowing that the race is still long and it needs endurance and not speed. You know, when Jesus saw us being saved later on, maybe 2,000 years later, he was joyous, even though he was going through a pain, even though he was being beaten, even though he was on the cross.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, what better example can we have than him, than Jesus himself? Now, another thing that comes up, Pastor, is the fact that, you know, because of the culture that we live in, there are so many conveniences that we have at our fingertips. Would it be practical to avoid some of those common conveniences, like maybe using the GPS? Instead of the GPS, I go back to using a map on paper. Or instead of using a microwave, I go back to, you know, however we used to warm up food long time ago. I was saying to someone earlier on that it's funny how impatient my children get when we're warming up food on the Sabbath. So for those of you who don't know, as Sabbath keepers, we prepare our food for the Sabbath. We prepare it on Friday. And then on Sabbath, we just warm it up. So when we're warming stuff up in the microwave, my children are so impatient. And I'm thinking, hey, when I was a child, we used to warm it up on the stovetop. And that took so much longer. It took so much time, and you guys are getting impatient with this food that'll be done in the next 3 to 5 minutes. Now, are we supposed to get rid of those conveniences so that we can learn to become more patient? Are the conveniences of the modern day standing in the way of our spiritual development, do you think, or is that impractical?
Well, because of technology and advancement in knowledge, there are other things which we can get now faster, mm-hmm. but are not necessarily bad things. There are things that are moral. If you look at the message in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, from verse number 6 to verse number 12, the three angels' messages. You know, the angels who are spreading this message are mid-air, and they are sweet in spreading this message. So technology actually can work to spread the gospel faster. When you go back to maybe some 300 years ago, you would not maybe be able to have a Zoom meeting or a Zoom evangelistic meeting, or maybe someone preaching on satellite and broadcasting maybe to all the world. You needed to wait for that person to travel, maybe even before the aeroplane was invented, they had to come maybe by ship,
yeah.
and it would take months and months for them to come. So technology also helps in advancing the cause of Christ. It helps. So there are some conveniences that actually enhance the mission of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So there's no need to avoid them altogether.
Gets me this thing faster. Then maybe I don't need it. I need to always be looking for the hard way so that I go around. Now we are on radio.
Yeah.
You are in South Africa. I am here in Zimbabwe, and we are speaking to the world.
Yeah.
In a moment. So can you say, well, if we are to learn patience, Pastor, you need to maybe come to South Africa by horse.
Not horse.
So that you can learn patience.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be like that.
Yeah.
But when we are talking about major things of life, like, you can't just say, since my body is now ready, I am now mature, I have blossomed and bloomed into maybe ladyhood or into manhood. Before I get married, I can then start sleeping around. I am trying to bring back the joy that is going to come later. I want it in the here and now. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So on matters of principle, and principles are those things that cannot be changed. A principle is that which is true for all people, in all places, and all the time. You cannot have shortcuts to those particular things.
Yeah.
Can one say today, I can rather endure abstinence for the sake of my future marriage? It's someone who is looking and to say, I want to preserve myself for that one person who is going to marry me. So because of that, let me go through some long suffering, even though my body may want instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hold back and wait for the sake of that future joy.
Right, right. All right. And then how can we, especially as Christians, how can we better understand the purpose and the value of suffering and endurance in the Christian faith? What do we need to do in order to make that message clearer and the understanding clearer of the purpose of the suffering and the purpose of that that discipline?
What we need to understand is that the suffering is not coming from God.
Okay.
But it's coming from the devil. It's the devil who wants to paint God black, to say God is inhumane. He is allowing people to suffer. Most people are going hungry. There's a lot of disease on earth. He is trying to blame God for what he brought because of sin. Mm-hmm. So suffering in the world, not because it's God who invented it, but it's the devil who brought suffering, which came to us because we are in the great controversy. Mm-hmm. We are in this war in good and evil, and God is on the side of good. The devil is on the side of evil. Mm. But now, God is using what the devil thought was a stumbling block as a stepping stone. Mm. He is using the lemons which the devil gives to us, and he is saying, no, we can even turn these lemons into a lemonade. He is saying, the setbacks which are coming to you, I can actually turn them into setups so that you can go to a step that is higher. Mm. That's why I go to the book of James, chapter 1 and verse number 2. He says, count it as joy when you face various trials and temptations. So when the temptations come, they are not coming from God because God does not tempt. Temptation comes from the devil. But when you are presented with that trying time, you ought to have this in your mind to say, it's an opportunity for me to shine for Jesus. Yes, the devil is meaning that I maybe backslide, I do wrong, but I want to prove to him that this is an opportunity for me to actually shine for Jesus. So we need to turn around that stones which the devil is throwing at us into stones.
Beautiful. And then how can we encourage others now to also embrace the principles of long suffering and, you know, delayed gratification?
Well, what we need here is to just take these things like patience. We need to have it as a value or a virtue. Mm-hmm. To say, I can shift and turn in other things, but on these particular things, the principles, I will not be moved. I will stand. You need to know exactly what you stand for. You need to have some values in life which you can trade for anything.
Right.
Yes. Beautiful. The other thing to have is to have integrity. Mm-hmm. Integrity means that you are whole. You know, in mathematics, they have integers. Yeah. Integers are whole numbers without any fraction. So you must be able to say what you mean and mean what you say. Mm-hmm. You must be able to walk that talk. People must know that you have certain particular values which you never bend on. You stand for principle. You stand for those particular things. Mm-hmm. Even though the devil may try to bring this and that, mm-hmm. you need to have values. And if you understand the end, if you can have vision, you know, vision is your future address. Mm. Yes. Where you are going is more important than where you are. So for the sake of that future, you would rather go through some difficulties today in order for you to enjoy what is going to come to you in the future. Vision is like a mango seed, seeing itself as a mango tree with ripe fruits on it, mm-hmm. and people coming all over to pick the fruits while it's still a seed.
Amen.
So the future becomes more important than the present. So you are willing to go whatever you may go through in order for you to get to that future. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Powerful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. And we really appreciate your time over the last few days coming through and sharing your insights on the importance of long-suffering, the purpose of long-suffering and discipline and delayed gratification. I trust that you will be blessed and look forward to connecting with you again soon. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.